We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried, but I'm always worried. So. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love the Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Greg Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Miss your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See?
You were supposed to follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookiness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cuz.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything about. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah.
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
I mean, goosebumps.
Hell? Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. No Spiegel today. A little under the weather. No Holmes yet. He'll be here at 5 o'clock live from Las Vegas. I am Rami Makhlouf filling in for both those guys for the time being. And I am live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I, of course, have executive producer Alex Kuhn on the other side of the glass and master of sound Chris Tannehill over there as well. And it's a commercial-free first hour here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. I feel like I'm doing FM music radio. A commercial-free hour for you here on the Score on a Thursday afternoon. But no, it's not music. What that commercial-free hour means is I got time to talk to you at 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on the show, you can shoot me a text, you can give me a call, or a couple ways that you can get in on the conversation this afternoon until, again, we talk with Lawrence Holmes coming up at 5 o'clock. We got hard-hitting Bears questions for you coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll also talk with the lone White Sox all-star Shane Smith coming up in that 4 o'clock hour as well, 4:25 to be exact. So plenty to get to, including, like I said, your calls, your texts this entire first hour at 312-644-6767. Lawrence is in Vegas, and like I said, he'll be here at 5. It's 108 degrees in Vegas right now. Did Lawrence, Tanny, Alex, did Lawrence choose to go to Vegas at this time of year, or was he sent there for work? Was this Lawrence's decision? Because I have no interest in being in Las Vegas in 108 degrees.
Well, you probably figured it out. You've been here long enough. Now you know Lawrence loves sports.
Yes.
More than
yes.
any of us, actually. Yes. So yes. He loves it so much that he's willing to go watch the Summer League in 108 degree weather. And I think it's mostly because of the Summer League that it's heated up so much out there in Vegas. I mean, it's scorching hot basketball play.
And he loves sports so much that he's going back to Vegas next week for Big Ten Media Day. So the
God
guy just
him.
Doesn't stop working.
Because he was hoping it was actually going to be hotter next week. So he thought, let's give it another shot.
It's going to be 115 next week. They're having a cool spell. It's down to 108.
God bless him. You're right. He does love sports more than any of us, and he is very, very committed. So I hope he gets what he's looking for out there in the summer league. I hope Mattis puts on a show. Mattis and them put on a show out there in the summer league for Lawrence Holmes and everybody else who's going to have an eye on that thing and who's suffering through 108 degrees right now in Las Vegas. We'll check in with Lawrence, see how sweaty he is coming up at 5 o'clock. But like I said, want to hear from you in this first hour, 312-644-6767. Talking some Cubs here in this first hour and a big win. I'm going to go ahead and call it a big win. I know they're 17 games over 500, 16 games over 500 coming into today and sitting in first place in the NL Central. But I kind of, and I've said this a few times this year, where even though the Cubs are very good and they've been in first place pretty much from the starting line, when they go on these little mini slumps or skids, it's not a losing streak. A streak is three games or more. They lost two in a row to the Twins after taking the series to the Cardinals. But there's just been a couple times where, if not for the standings, if not for what I'm looking at out on the field, just for my psyche and my own mental well-being, my mental health, I kind of needed a win today after the way that the first two games went in Minnesota. Cubs win 8-1 today. Lots of good things to take out of this. PCA doing PCA things with two home runs in this one, one in the second inning, and then another one in the seventh. Colin Ray continues to shock and impress us all with seven innings pitched today, three hits, one earned run, struck out five, and walk two. Maybe the biggest thing in that win today, though, was, and again, this is a very good offense. That's obvious. They've been first or second in runs scored and just about any offensive metric or category that you can talk about. They've been one or two in most of them all season long, but they really, really struggled.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
With runners in scoring position in the first two games of this series. I was watching the game on Marquee, and I think I'm just going off. I was making and eating an egg white omelet while they were having this discussion. So notes were not at hand. Just full disclosure. It was delicious. I had a little avocado in it, some onions, some peppers, some spinach. It was great and quite nutritious as well. But I believe the numbers that they said were the Cubs were 1-for-9. With runners that score in scoring position in the first two games of this series. And to that point in the game, this was about the seventh inning, they were 6-of-8 today. So that feels really good to see that and to sort of see the top and the middle of this Cubs lineup kind of wake up in this series after being pretty dormant in the first couple games of the series. You had three hits from Suzuki. As I mentioned, the two home runs, three hits from Crow Armstrong. Dansby got one of those RBIs with the runner in scoring position. He was 2-for-5 on the day. Kyle Tucker chipped in with a hit as well. Michael Bush with a hit and a couple RBI in his homecoming to Minneapolis. So it was good to see the middle of the lineup sort of wake up and drive in those runs and start to come through with runners in scoring position, especially Dansby Swanson. That's been a real thorn in his side, especially here recently, but really all season long. He's sort of struggled with runners in scoring position. I thought Boog and JD made a good point on the broadcast today on Marquee when they were talking about this runners in scoring position issue that the Cubs have been having recently, and it's popped up a few times throughout the season, and they were saying in those numbers I was just talking about, going 1-for-9 in the first two games of the series with runners in scoring position, and then 6-of-8 in this game with runners in scoring position, the more concerning number is the 9, that they only had 9 runners in scoring position over the course of two games. That's more of a concern than the 1, and that they only came up big in one of those situations. And Boog made a real good point. He said, if you look at the top 8 or 9 teams in runs scored in any given year, 5 or 6 of them are going to be at or near the top of the leaderboard in runners left on base, because you have to create as many opportunities as you possibly can with runners in scoring position. And if you do that frequently enough, and the Cubs have done that a lot this year, that's how they've been able to score runs. There are going to be situations where you don't come up with the hit and you leave those guys out there. So that makes a lot of sense when you think about it and you start to do all the math. And it kind of calmed me down about the recent struggles that they've had with runners in scoring position, specifically in the first two games of this series. But like I was saying, I really needed this win. 312-644-6767. If you want to talk about it and get in on the show, shoot me a call or give me a text. Rami Makhlouf in for Spiegel and Holmes this afternoon. The other real bright spot in this, again, outside of PCA, because how much can we talk about this guy? And the fact that he just keeps getting the job done in every way possible. Again, two home runs, 25 on the season now. He's got, 70 RBI on the season now. It's remarkable. And I don't know how much more you can say about what PCA is doing. And quite frankly, we've almost come to expect it. I think a lot of people were. Hell, Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell were surprised by the pop that this dude has shown, the power, the slug that he's shown with the bat this year. I didn't think that was going to be a big part of his game. But at this point, that, along with everything else that he does well, running the bases, playing as good a center field, really as good a defense as anybody at any position in Major League Baseball right now, we've almost come to expect it. And that maybe we shouldn't do that and take that for granted, but I've almost come to expect Pete Crow Armstrong to perform at this level. This is just who this dude is at this point. But a guy who continues to shock me and surprise me, and I got to thank you out there as well, at 312-644-6767. Man, Colin Ray, and they needed this from Colin Ray today. Really, they need this in general with the state of the starting rotation as it stands right now, at least until hopefully reinforcements arrive between now and the trade deadline. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Again, you want to get in on that conversation, 312-644-6767. But getting seven innings and just one run, three hits, walked just two, and really being sort of a stabilizing force, sort of dominant today, but really his role has sort of just been a stabilizer in this rotation. And what that means, the ripple effect of that in terms of just your starting rotation, but then taking the pressure and the workload off of your bullpen. Keller worked an inning after Ray was pulled, just giving up one hit, and then Palencia did what we've sort of come to expect him to do, which is close out the game. Not a save situation, but perfect inning for Palencia. Three up, three down, and he strikes out two. Colin Ray, I don't know that enough can be said about this guy and how much he's meant to this staff, the pitching staff, and the Cubs as a whole. If you don't have Colin Ray in that rotation and in that role that he's played sort of this season, where he was in the bullpen for a little bit, has bounced up into the rotation, I don't know that the Cubs are where they are. Again, it's real easy to talk about Pete Crow Armstrong and the All-Star Matthew Boyd and Kyle Tucker and all these guys who get the headlines. Recently, people have been talking a lot about Michael Bush and Seiya Suzuki as they were perceived All-Star snubs. And look, man, those guys deserve all the talk, all the chatter, all the credit for where this Cubs team is right now, 17 games over 500. But I really don't know where this baseball team is right now without a Colin Ray and what he's been able to do and what he's meant for this starting rotation and for that bullpen to, like I said, just be that stabilizing force. It's been incredible, and a credit to him, a credit to Tommy Hotovy and the entire Cubs pitching development program. They seem to have tapped into something with that dude and with a number of dudes in this rotation. But, man, Colin Ray has just been an absolute
lifesaver for this Cubs team right now. Didn't get a chance to hear from Cubs manager Craig Counsell in the post-game show. It was abbreviated. Zach and the guys had to hit the road. It was getaway day as they head from Minneapolis to New York tomorrow to take on the Yankees. So we wanted to bring you a little bit of Craig Counsell and his post-game press conference. This is after the Cubs knock off the Twins today, 8-1 in Minneapolis.
With Pete, it just seems like he's had so many of these games where he just breaks out the extra base hits. Just what have you seen from just the consistency of where if he has a couple games where maybe things aren't going his way offensively?
Yeah, I mean, look, like Pete's swinging. And so that means, well, though he did walk today, which is against a guy that never walks anybody, which was cool. But the ball is, he's going to swing and the ball is going to be in play. So you're going to have to deal with some of that. Like, can't hit a home run every at bat. Can't hit every at bat. But he can impact a game. And that's what we saw today is that, you know, he impacts a game in a huge way. Just stay right where he is and know that you're going to, you know, the other guy's trying to get you out and you're going to have a couple days like that from time to time. But kind of be the guy that drives the bus the next day.
How would you describe what you've been getting from Colin Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I think Colin's been awesome. I mean, we talk about in good seasons, you need some, I don't want to call this a surprise, but you need guys to step up. And Colin has, with some injuries that we've had, has stepped up in a big way. He's had 92 innings now in the first half of this, and, you know, through whatever 90-ish games, and he's done exactly what we hoped he would do, and that's been solid and consistent. And last two starts have been excellent, you know, both into the seventh inning. So, you know, it's what we hoped we got from Colin Ray, and you know, the thing about Colin is he usually delivers what you want, and he's doing exactly that.
Him to go this deep, not only to slam the door today, but set you up for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in good shape for tomorrow. I think we were in good shape regardless, but it seven innings from your starter helps no matter what. So with you kind of thinking about this as a three-game season almost, with your pitching usage, not to just don't overreact to that comment, but three-game season with pitching usage, it puts us in good shape for the weekend.
So, yeah, how's it been in a Sale Ross 2-game bet if you got on base 3 times?
Yeah, well, say it's one that bet really good yesterday. He had some line drives, got caught yesterday, but, yeah, he had good at-bats today, solid at-bats today, he didn't homer today, which he usually does if Pete does, but so I'm a little disappointed there. But other than that, a good day.
You said it was a couple quiet nights here the last 2 days, but you know, your club, so it was in the middle of July. There hasn't been that like extended down period.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good baseball team. That's just, there's nothing else more to it. It's a good baseball team that does that, that doesn't let you get. The nature of the schedule is you're going to get beat some days, and some guys are going to make you have quiet days. But you don't let it linger, and you come out the next day and kind of erase it and not let it carry over to the next day. And I think good teams do that. Good offenses do that. And our group has been really good at that.
Who's starting for you tomorrow?
I don't know yet, actually. We actually got to talk about that, so... I should be more prepared there. Sorry.
There's Craig Counsell after the 8-1 win over the Minnesota Twins. I've been caught there a few times, Craig. Don't worry about it. Where I looked around, I was like, I should have been more prepared. Probably should have been more prepared for this. But was the question? I didn't hear the question. I don't know if Alex or Tanya heard.
It's who's starting tomorrow in New York.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, they have not. They have, and neither team has named their starter for tomorrow yet. So we'll see if that's announced between now and 6 o'clock. We'll get that to you here.
I don't know yet, actually. We actually got to talk about that, so I should be more prepared there. Sorry.
That's okay, Craig. Don't worry about it. Not one bit. He said he wasn't, like, he stopped himself from saying, you know, he's surprised by Colin Ray's performance. He said, I shouldn't say surprised. No, man. It's okay. It's okay to say you're surprised. I think we're all surprised by Colin Ray and what he's been able to go out there and do, especially today with seven innings of one-run baseball. It's pretty remarkable what they've been able to get out of this guy. And again, like I said, I don't know where you are as the Cubs if not for a Colin Ray and the steadying 7-3 now with a 3.91 ERA as a guy who was signed here not really having a role. He was brought in here and they told him you'll probably start at some point this season, but we're gonna start you out in the bullpen and you'll sort of be our long guy. And obviously the injuries have hit and things have transpired that sort of pushed him into that rotation, and he's just run with it, man. And I don't think you should stop yourself from saying that you're surprised from the performance that this guy has given you.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.